This Stu Lectures episode features photographer, filmmaker and surfer Mickey Smith, recorded live at the Global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2011.
Hello everyone. It's pretty mad being here. I've never really done anything like this before in my whole life, so you probably have to bear with me a bit, and also excuse me if I start swearing or anything. I am Cornish and it's just part of my language. So yeah, my name's Mickey Smith and I grew up on the west coast of Cornwall, and I don't know, some of you might have been there. It's like it's a beautiful part of the world. It's wild, it's inspiring, it's rugged, it's full of natural goodness, and for me it's full of off the wall kind of crazy lovely people that are really dear to my heart. And in many ways, it always feel like home for me. But growing up there, on the other hand, it's in many aspects, it's a very kind of, it's a dead place for a kid. Like there's scarce opportunities. There's very poor local people fighting for the scraps, really. All surrounded by plus second homes in epic locations that you're not allowed to go and play near. And there's not much future for the youth there at home. And there's a real kind of feeling of hopelessness in that, and that culture gets drummed into you when you go up there. That feeling of being like a second-class citizen in your own home is something I remember, and the only way to kind of counter that vibe I found was getting out amongst the kind of natural wilderness around you and the ocean. For me, like other than heading down the dark paths, it's just nature, you know, and it's free and it's incredible. And because of that, I was always a kind of mega happy little grum, just running around, having a good old time. Something I learnt from a young age is to arm myself with a grin. Like my mum, my sister and I used to spend hours kind of just cackling and laughing together, just like, and that's something that stuck with me through life, like letting laughter be all at once my kind of disarmor and also my deflector shield for the kind of the shit that gets thrown your way, you know? So anyways, one summer, my mum and dad split up, which wasn't actually a problem for me. It was actually a great thing, best thing ever, for a few reasons I won't go into. But mainly because me, my sister Cherry, and my mum spent that whole summer on the beaches around Land's End, and I spent every waking second in the sea, swimming around in the waves, floating there, riding whatever I could from bits of plastic to wood, and that's something that's stuck with me now, like still. I still love doing that. Being immersed in the rhythms of the sea that summer kind of was really like where I discovered my kind of love and fascination with waves. And so that was one thing that was really kind of a life-changing event for me that summer. And then a few months later, my mum met a musician called Al, and he was her boyfriend. And this was like a second catalyst for me, because through Al, I really kind of discovered music. And I was never taught, but there were always instruments around, and I picked up the guitar and the drums and anything else I could get my hand on. And Al was always up for me just playing along in my own kind of weird, wonderful ways, or not so wonderful. But soon enough, Al had me out on the road with his bands, like playing three or four nights a week all over the place. I remember like pretty fondly, like, just the boys loading up this old blue van he had, just massive great speakers and shitloads of stuff, and then they just kind of lift me up and slot me in on top of the speakers, just a little grom in the back. And then they'd set off, and Al would take great pleasure in like crank, they'd plug the band's PA system into his car stereo in the back, and he'd just blast my head off with all sorts of music, everything from like Stevie Ray Vaughan to Black Sabbath, anything in between, like. And in a roundabout way, all of those experiences were like another big perception shift for me, because during those times, I kind of started to see it wasn't all doom and gloom on the work front in this adult world. It was like you could go out and really potentially have a lot of fun and laughter and craziness, and even still earn a little bit of money doing it. And it wasn't this depressing, joyless kind of Cornish future that was kind of bred into you when I was growing up in West Cornwall, you know. And my mum, bless her, saw me genuinely loving doing that and was kind of fully just encouraged me to roll with that, with the waves and with the music, and just she's a natural teacher and she's a bloody good one, and she genuinely cares for like enabling kids to learn and think for themselves, and quite a few people have touched on that a lot. So that's something she did for me. But she always made sure I was held accountable for my actions. But showing that trust kind of really empowered me as well, you know, like as a young kid. And it started to help me see I didn't have to fit into this kind of weird mould that everyone else seemed to be conspiring to have in store for me, you know. So, yeah, I was inspired by all this mad living I was getting to do from a young age in the sea. And at night, my eyes were open to all sorts of different aspects of life, kind of playing everywhere from working men's clubs full of unemployed miners, like pubs full of unemployed fishermen and British legions full of war veterans, and like to these mad posh hotels and they're full of pretense and festivals full of madness and excess. And at the same time as all that like after hours life education, in the daylight I was learning so much from hanging out on the coast and around the storms. The winter storms were my favourite kind of times. I'd just spend hours wandering and surfing and exploring, and that kind of sparked this, I don't know what it is, but something in me that's just what I love doing, you know? It gave me a real solid feeling inside, and I was learning a lot about things that I loved, and that was all that mattered to me then, you know? And at the time, I was also getting into documenting my little weird adventures with disposable cameras and Super 8 films, and I don't know why I got into it, really. It just kind of felt natural, and it's exactly how it still feels today for me. But by the time I'd left school anyway, I'd saved a bit of cash from gigging with Al's bands, and I'd already done a few little surf trips on that hither and thither, but now I'd finished school, I was like, I'm out of here. And I just hit the road. I knew the kind of waves I liked, and I was just ready to find more of them, you know? So I started traveling, and that was the start of my life afloat, really. I started just flowing with whatever came my way. Didn't have a care in the world, just working whatever jobs I could, wherever in the world I needed to, playing in all sorts of crazy bands, like hardcore punk stuff to blues or whatever. Living on the road in vans on people's floors and huts on beaches, in bushes, wherever, hand to mouth a lot of the time. And I've been lucky enough to kind of travel all over the place in that manner. And because of that, I've met all sorts of inspiring people, from the very poorest to the most extravagantly rich, and all have had their own tales to tell, and I've learnt from them all, you know. And I always have been a pretty wild spirit, and I'd always fight against anyone or anything that tried to pin me down or make me kind of fit into their ideas of how life should be lived. And I spent a good few years kind of perpetuating that for myself, maybe blindly a lot of the time, throwing caution to the wind and just living for my loves was really liberating, and it was educating all at once. And I didn't really mind what work I was doing back then, as long as it had a purpose, which was like saving cash for the next adventure or eating at the end of the day. It's just, as long as it had a purpose, I didn't really care. I was loving the unknown, and this all kind of eventually led me to, at one point, completely resigning control of my life over to the flip of a coin. And I did that for a whole year. And yeah, it was a strange year, but I took it really, I took it real seriously, and like, I gave it really clear options every time, my little lucky dollar, and you know, it never let me down, to be honest. It sent me some pretty weird and wacky ways, but the way it all worked out, it changed my life in so many bizarre kind of ways, to getting my photographs published for the first time and selling some footage for the first time too, which pretty much sent me on this whirlwind path that's like led me to be the person I am today, and to kind of stand in here talking shit to you guys. like, that's a long kind of tale. I mean, that's like 10 years between now and then. And yeah, I've learnt a few kind of valuable lessons, and they're all simple ideas that you probably know. But those ideas have all formed the basics of who I am, and you've all been talking about them So I just want to like show you guys a little film that kind of sums up what I'm about. I made the film originally because my sister, she kind of always wanted to know what it was that I did. She'd always see my photographs of these amazing waves and people riding them, but she never kind of, I'd never really talk about what I did. I'd always just laugh, and she'd always kind of encourage me to talk about that. So she sadly passed away last year, so I made this film for her, and it's kind of been pretty well received, so you just have to let me know what you think. How do I do it? Yeah, here we go. I'll carry on in a bit. Life on the road is something I was raised to embrace. My ma always encouraged us to open our eyes and hearts to the world, make up our own minds through experience and be inspired. I see life in angles, in lines of perspective, a slight turn of the head, the blink of an eye, subtle glimpses of magic other folk might pass by. Cameras help me translate, interpret and understand what I see. It's a simple act that keeps me grinning. I never set out to become anything in particular, only to live creatively and push the scope of my experience for adventure and through passion. That's still all that means something to me, same as most anyone with dreams. My heart bleeds Celtic blood and I'm magnetised to familiar frontiers. Raw, brutal, cold coastlines for the right wave riders to challenge. This is where my heart beats hardest. I try to pay tribute to that magic through photographs. Weathering the endless storms for rare glimpses of magic each winter is both a blessing and a curse I relish. I want to see wave riding documented the way I see it in my head and the way I feel it in the sea. It's a strange set of skills to begin to acquire, and it's only achievable through time spent riding waves. All sorts of waves on all sorts of crafts means more time learning out in the water. Floating in the sea amongst lumps of swell, you'll always learn something. So you've been a lifelong wise old classroom teacher of sorts, and hopefully always will be. Buried beneath headlands, shaping the coast, mind-blowing images of empty waves burn away at me. Solid ocean swells powering through deep, cold water. Heavy waves, waves with weight. They coax from comfortable routine, ignite the imagination, convey some divine spark, whisper possibilities, conjure the situations I thrive amongst and love to document. We all take knocks in the process. Broken backs, drownings, near drownings, hypothermia, dislocations, fractures, frostbite, head wounds, stitches, concussions, broke my arm, and that's just the last couple of years. Still look forward to getting amongst it each winter though. cold creeping into your core, driving you mad day after day. Mumbling to yourself while you hold position and wait for the next set to come. The dark side of the lens, an art form unto itself and us, silent workhorses of the surfing world. There's no sugary cliche. Most folk don't even know who we are, what we do or how we do it, let alone want to pay us for it. I never want to take this for granted, so I try and keep motivation simple, real and positive. If I only scrape a living, at least it's a living worth scraping. If there's no future in it, at least it's a present worth remembering. For fires of happiness and waves of gratitude, for everything that brought us to that point on earth at that moment in time, to do something worth remembering with a photograph or a scar. I feel genuinely lucky to hand on heart say I love doing what I do, and though I may never be a rich man, if I live long enough, I'll certainly have a tale or two for the nephews, and I dig the thought of that.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. So that's kind of what I get up to, and that's what I'm about. And I guess there's a few things I can say that I've learnt doing those things, and I'm sure you can all identify with them. And these are my little do's for you guys. Do arm yourself with a grin. Like, if you can face any situation and burst out laughing, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier than facing it with a grimace. Do embrace being out of control. I think we live in a kind of culture where we're always trying to control everything, but in the sea, you can't. As soon as you put yourself in that environment, a massive wave could be landing on your head and there's nothing you can do about it. And so you just have to learn to kind of go with the flow and just relax and take things as they come, you know. And I think there's a lot to kind of be drawn from that and put into everyday life. And the next thing is, do let your weirdness flow free. Just go mad and be yourself, and don't worry what people think you should be doing. And do trust in the things you love. Like, if you can't trust in them, what else can you trust, you know? And do get primal with nature. I think we live totally kind of disconnected from nature, so disconnected a lot of the time, and it's so important to kind of re-establish that connection, and to just try and spend some time in the wild if you can, you know. And do kind of take your time learning and experimenting. Don't be scared to make mistakes, and things will work out a lot better in the long run if you make mistakes than if you try and make things perfect all the time, you know. Trust your instincts and run with them always. The only way I've survived this long, I think, is trusting my instincts. So, and do use your fears and failures as fuel, and expect that, you know. Expect disillusionment and lack of confidence is perfectly natural. Like, I remember the first time I got sent out on an assignment by a surfing magazine into some of the biggest, scariest waves I've ever seen, and I'd never swum around in situations like that before. I was completely terrified to the bones of my being, but I just had to kind of grin and bear it, and I got amongst it, and I learnt that nothing is as bad as I could have imagined. Like, the worst situations that could have happened actually happened that surf, but it still wasn't as bad as I imagined, so it's a good lesson in that. And do what you love for a living, but be wise with it. Don't let the pursuit of money kill your enthusiasm for what it is that you love. And with that, thanks a lot.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.